Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Redskins Post Game Report on this 2nd of October 2011. As I take you, I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, as I take you for the next 45 minutes as we discuss the Washington Redskins, who improved to 3-1 on the season. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can follow me at twitter.com/WilliamGerald or hit me up on facebook.com/CyrilQuinn. Redskins survive, and I think that's the key word, survive the St. Louis Rams 17-10 in a game that should not, frankly, let's be honest, should not have been as hard as it was and should not have been as close as it was. The Redskins continue to leave points on the board and continue to keep teams engaged. I mean, look, this should have been a nice, comfortable 30-10 win. You know, the Redskins ran the ball. Their defense was dominant. You had a St. Louis team that could not get out of its own way as far as dropping passes, making just silly mistakes. You know, Sam Bradford was, getting the hell kicked out of him. Steven Jackson really was a non-factor minus a touchdown catch, but as far as running the ball, Steven Jackson was a basic non-factor as far as running the ball. Thought the Redskins did a good job at containing him. Why St. Louis was in this game? Simple reason: the Redskins don't score enough points. They don't. And when you look up 17 points against one of the worst defenses in the league, a defense that had been giving up close to 30 points a game, over 30 points a game. I believe the number was 32 points a game. Yeah, you gotta put points on the board. That's all there is to it. Again, there were some good things. Certainly, the story of the game is absolutely, Ryan Terrain, his coming out party for the 2011 season for him. He had a big day. We'll talk, certainly get into that. And there were some things that you absolutely had to shake your head at if you're a Washington Redskins fan. Redskins are up 17-10. Trying to put the game away, 5:45 left. They had the ball, 5:45 left, and Rexco, and they call, Kyle Shanahan calls a play-action pass, and Grossman throws an interception with 5:45 left. Now, you're running the ball down the throats of the St. Louis Rams. 5:45, you are supposed to be, basically in that four-minute offense mode. I give the ball to Ryan Terrain twice, minimum twice, maybe even three times, and say, dare the defense to stop him. I dare the defense to stop him. Instead, you put the ball in Rex Grossman's hands, and what happens, he makes a ridiculous interception. He never saw the linebacker, and that, again, but St. Louis, luckily for the Redskins, St. Louis was not able to convert that into any points as the Redskins defense would hold up. Very sloppy win for the Redskins. They had 10 penalties to 96 yards, had some dumb penalties on special teams. D'Angelo Hall had a bad one on a 15-yard, on a late hit, basically. It just, not a clean game for the Washington Redskins by any stretch of imagination. Coming into this game, the Redskins basically had not committed a ton of penalties, had not committed that many penalties. But this game, I believe that they exceeded their total penalties in this game in comparison to the first three games with the 10 penalties. But again, with that being said, the Redskins are 3-1. and you had 3-1 going into the bye week. And, you know, it really is the best of both worlds because, number one, you win the game, which is the most important thing. But number two, you have enough stuff to correct over the next couple of weeks to where it's like, hey, guys, we're good. We're happy with 3-1. We're number one in the division right now, but we still have a long, long way to go. Long way to go. So that, you know, I think you get the best of both worlds with this victory. With this victory today, you know, they should not, the Redskins should not be walking around the Metro D.C. area with their chest dumped out, with their chest poked out, by any stretch of imagination. Maybe Ryan Terrain, because he was that good. He was that good over the course of this game. 17-10, Washington wins, improves to 3-1 on the season. When we return, we will have, we'll go through the scoring drives. We also have the turning point of the game. This is the Redskin Postgame Report. I'm your host, Surreal Quinn, taking you again to 545, top 545 this evening, 347-215-6180 is your call number. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this latest edition of the postgame of the Redskin Postgame Report. I'm your host, Surreal Quinn, as we look back at the 17-10 victory over the St. Louis Rams. Washington Redskins are now all alone in first place in the NFC East, as you had both the Cowboys and Eagles fall today. Giants are playing as we speak. Last time I saw, they were down 6-0 against Arizona. So, but regardless of what happens, the Redskins will be atop the division when this day is over, because they beat the Giants, of course, in that opening week. Redskins scoring drives. Redskins got kicked off after, you know, a strange start to the game for the Washington Redskins from a play calling standpoint. Redskins, you know, again, coming into this game, and we talked about it yesterday on a Saturday morning wake-up call. We talked about how bad St. Louis' defense was at giving up an average of 174 yards rushing. Redskins came out, you know, throwing the ball like they were, you know, like this was, you know, like Dan Fouts and the old San Diego Chargers. They came out with five straight pass plays, and you wonder what the hell are they doing? Okay, and their first drive, the Redskins get the ball back on their second drive, their second possession. And finally, we're able to start trying to run the ball with Alou and Hightower, who had a couple good runs. Redskins would go, would finish the drive on a 6-yard touchdown pass from Ryan Terrain to Santana Moss in the first quarter. 11 plays, 69 yards on the drive. The key part of this drive was a 3rd-and-7 converted from Grossman to Gaffney. I picked up 17 yards. But that's where the Redskins really started to establish the run on that particular drive. Prior to that, on their first possession, they didn't run the ball at all for whatever reason. But once they, you know, they started to they established the drive again, established the run with Alou and Terrain, with Alou and Hightower in that particular drive, and were able to score to go up 7-0. Next time the Redskins would Redskins had a couple had a three and out, had a drive, but they only had one first down. The next two drives, they were able to force a turnover, by Ryan Kerrigan coming off a where Kerrigan knocked the ball out of Bradford's hands. Cofield recovered the fumble, and this is where the Redskins really, you know, for the most part, took control of the game. Ryan Terrain enters the game, has a 7-yard run, then had a 20-yard run, 20-yard touchdown run, put the Redskins up 14-0. Redskins go the drive, three plays, 44 yards. Ryan Terrain just comes in just right off the bat with a tough run and really set the tone for what he was going to do for the rest of the day. Redskins would go up 14-0. The last scoring drive of the day for the Redskins came in the third quarter, early in the third quarter, as the Redskins would take as the Redskins would go eight plays, 62 yards, and had to kick a field goal, settle on the Graham Gano 38-yard field goal, 38-yard field goal to go up 17-0. Ryan Terrain on the drive again had a big big role in the Redskins being able to kick the field goal, three carries, 48 yards on that drive. And, you know, at that point, you're saying to yourselves, well, you know, this game is finished. I mean, it was at that point, you basically, you know, you thought the game was completely over. Not only did you think the game would be over, that you thought that you could even name your score after that. That's how much control the Redskins were at that point. The Ram offense couldn't do anything at that point. But then, you know, the Redskins, of course, would get sloppy and allow the Rams to get back in the game. So those were the three scoring drives for the Washington Redskins. Again, 17 points, just not enough points. I mean, not enough points. The Redskins should have scored a ton more. I mean, the Redskins could have scored about 27, 28 points in this game. But again, they leave points on the board, but Ryan Terrain, certainly the story in two of those drives once he entered the game. 347-215-6180 is your call number. This is the Redskins post-game report. When we return, we will have the turning point of the game. We'll talk about that and much, much more on this latest edition of the Redskins post-game report. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this latest edition of the Redskins post-game report. 14 minutes after the 5 o'clock hour, Redskins improved to 3-1 on the season with a 17-10 victory over the St. Louis Rams, who dropped the 0-4. St. Louis is just, we talk about the teams who are in the Andrew Luck sweepstakes. You know, add St. Louis to that list. I didn't think so coming in. But you know, you talk about like, you know, Kansas City's of the world, the Indianapolis teams, like it seems of that nature, Seattle's add, you certainly have to add St. Louis to that list. They are just dreadful. They have no offense in terms of weapons that scares you in terms of on the outside. You know, if you can contain Steven Jackson, you're pretty much in good shape. If you are, you know, if you're taking on the Rams, and that's certainly what the Redskins were able to do in this particular game. Turning point of this game was the time that Ryan Terrain entered the lineup. He changed the whole complexion of this game without question. He was, you know, for again, we talked about the first carry he had for 7 yards, then followed that up with the 20-yard touchdown run. Overall, 19 carries, 135 yards, and a touchdown. Welcome to the 2011 season, Ryan Terrain. Just a big day for him, and a good problem that the Redskins have moving forward in terms of having three running backs. And you know, listen. You can only have one quarterback, and I never believed the two quarterback system doesn't work. You can have three running backs, okay? You absolutely can have three running backs. I've seen it done before. I saw it done in Philly a few years ago where you had Deuce Staley, Brian Westbrook, and Karell Buchholter. They did it as I have to sit up here and watch, you know. I forget. I'm not even gonna mention it. It's a fantasy thing that fantasy football is driving me crazy. But Carell, when you had Philly do it back in 2002 with Karell Buchholter, Deuce Staley, and Brian Westbrook, when McNabb got hurt, and you had them ride the running game in their defense, you saw it a few years ago recently with the Giants with Brandon Jacobs, Derek Ward, and of course Ahmad Bradshaw. You can have three quality running backs, and it'd be, you know, effective. There's no question about it. And you have to now, coming off this game, Ryan Terrain has to get touches. It's only going to make the running game better. I mean, those guys, Helu, Hightower. Now if you're Tim Hightower, you got to be saying, hey, every time I get the ball, I need to be productive on a carry, or I might not see the field for maybe another quarter, for a quarter or so. And that's how it is now. Creating competition. Terrain ran better today than any Redskin running back has ran over the course of this season. And Helu has had some moments where he's ran very well. Hightower has not, you know, only came in averaging 3.45 yards a carry, but had a couple good runs over the course of the season, but for the most part has been limited. But Terrain came in right away and had an impact on his game. Now, you want to say, well, you know, the Ram defense has a lot left to be desired. Fine, you know, fine. But the Redskins offensive line is not that great either, in terms of run block. You know, in terms of how they perform for the course of the season. The bottom line is, you can use all three of those guys to run the football. And again, it is a good problem to have. And again, the Redskins, if they want to make the playoffs, and now, you know, you're going to hear some of that talk. Now, moving forward, at the Redskins being at 3-1 and having a somewhat favorable schedule in the next couple of weeks, bye week. I know Philly's reeling right now. You have Carolina, Buffalo, San Francisco come up. Not easy games. And there are no gimmies, you know, with those teams. But the Redskins, you know, are going to have to ride their running game and their defense to possibly try to make a run at the division or a run at the playoffs. Still a lot of football left to be played. But you have to. You're going to have to use all three of those guys. And I like the fact that Terrain was able to get going. Again, it gives you another weapon that you did not have before today. And, again, he, to me, was a difference. Offensively, he was by far the best player. He certainly, to me, was a difference in this game once he entered the game. He allowed the Redskins to take over this game and stretch their lead out with their last two scoring drives. Being, you know, him picking up well over 60 yards, having over 60 yards, 70 yards on their last two scoring drives. So Ryan Terrain, to me, the turning point of this Redskin victory as the Skins go to 3-1 on the season. When we return, we will have Redskin stat leaders. We'll talk about that. We'll look ahead. We'll have out-of-town scores. other NFL scores, and we'll certainly look ahead towards the second half, not second half of the season, but after what happens after the bye week and ahead to the Redskins' next couple of games. This is the Redskin Postgame Report. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn. We will be right back. Back to this latest edition of the Redskin Postgame Report. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you to 5:45 as Denver has just scored on Green Bay. Denver hanging in there against the world champions. Should be 21-17 after this extra point. 22 minutes after the 5 o'clock hour on this latest edition of the Redskin Postgame Report. Stat leaders for the Washington Redskins, Ryan Grossman, Rex Grossman, 15-29, 135 yards, a touchdown, two interceptions. Grossman didn't play well. I mean, that's all there is to it. And you have to be kind of concerned because in these last two games, he has not played well. This game, you know, he makes it – again, one of the interceptions was not his fault. Okay, it wasn't his fault. Santana Moss dropped the pass. The defender would take it back. The Redskins – the Redskins looked like they were going in. This was 17-0. The Redskins looked like they were going in possibly for a 24-0, 17 or a 20-0 lead. So that was a big play in the game that allowed St. Louis to get his first – set up St. Louis for his first points of the board of the game and really shifted the momentum of the game. At that point, St. Louis was completely out of it. And I mean completely out of it. But that interception allowed them some life. Got the crowd into it. Again, wasn't his fault. Was not his fault. Should have been called by Santana Moss. The second interception was no excuse for. I blame him. I blame Grossman. And I blame Kyle Shanahan for that stupid play call. You know, play action pass when you're trying to run the clock out, when your running game has been dominant over the course of the game. Just bad play call, but terrible play by Grossman. Yeah, he's a veteran quarterback. He should have known, you know, he should have known not to throw that pass across the middle. Defender right there just waiting for him to throw the ball. Again, 15 of 29, 135 yards, a touchdown, two picks. Jabbar Gaffney, four catches, 62 yards, had the big third down conversion on what, of course, the Redskins' first scoring drive that would help them go up 7-0. Santana Moss, quiet day for the most part. Didn't have the touchdown catch, five catches, 39 yards, didn't have a touchdown. Fred Davis had a couple of catches, but again, had a quiet day in his own right. I believe only had two or three catches. So, you know, they had to find a way to get him back into these games. These last two games against Dallas and St. Louis, he has really struggled. Ryan Terrain, of course, had the big day, 19 carries, 135 yards, a touchdown. Again, to me, definitely from an offensive standpoint, was the absolute difference in this game. He just flat out was a stud. Took over this game when he in the second quarter and again had a big day. Had a big day on the afternoon. Redskins run the ball again. Had a huge day rushing as a team. 196 yards on 40 carries. Certainly something that you wanted to see. You wanted to see the Redskins run the ball anywhere from 30 to 40 times, 35 to 40 times. They were able to do that, and they were able to have a lot of success as they took really offensively their best weapon by far and away was rushing the football. Redskins defense was flat out just dominant. Now, I understand that the St. Louis the St. Louis offense is inept, to say the least. But listen, seven sacks is seven sacks. 172 yards total offense, total yards given up. Only 6 of 18 helps St. Louis 6 of 18 on third downs. A lot of those third downs conversions came late, and you can't ask for more out of the defense considering the fact that your offense struggled mightily in the last four or five possessions they had the ball. So the Redskins defense really didn't give up any big plays. I mean, had the one touchdown catch. They gave up the one touchdown on the 15-yard reception from Bradford to Steven Jackson. But you can't ask for more out of the Redskins defense. I mean, and you look how the Redskins defense has played this year. Okay, look how many points they're giving up. Giants, they hold the Giants to 14 points. Yes, they gave up 21 to the Arizona Cardinals. But, they hold Dallas to 18 points with the field goal. The Redskins defense has played, and you can't ask for anything more out of the Redskins defense, to be honest with you. Again, 172 yards. You hold a team under 200 yards on their home field, seven sacks. Kerrigan, again, making another play to force a fumble. Yeah, Racco with 2.5 sacks. Cofield had a sack and a fumble recovery. Just great defense for the Redskins overall, and you certainly have to like what you've seen out of that side of the ball so far this year in 2011. So the Redskins able to come out with a victory 17-10. They improved to 3-1 on the season. When we return, we will have some other NFL scores. A good day for the Redskins overall, as two of their division rivals were on the wrong end of the stick. We'll talk about that. Also, the Detroit Lions are undefeated. How about that? That's coming up, and much, much more on this latest edition of the Redskins Postgame Report. We'll be right back. Hour on this latest edition of the Redskins Postgame Reports. Earlier scores that have been completed: Kansas City over Minnesota 22-17. So Kansas City gets in the win column. One egg proved the 1-3. Minnesota drops to 0-4. Chicago over Carolina 34-29. Huge day for Matt Forte. Over 200 yards rushing and a touchdown. Finally, Mike Marks sees the light and starts running the football as again, as the Bears are able to run the football all over Carolina. Cam Newton had a bounce back day, well over 300 yards passing, but came in a loss. Carolina falls to 1-3. Chicago evens his record up at 2-2. Cincinnati, how about this? The Bengals over the Buffalo, previously unbeaten Buffalo Bills, 23-20 on a 23-20 on a late field goal, game winning field goal by Nugent. Listen, this is why, you know, if you're watching Redskins fans, you can't complain too much about what they did today. You know, you take the win and you move out, go about your business. You see Buffalo losing to a bad Cincinnati team. I was scared for Buffalo. I had some concerns about Buffalo going to this game. I certainly would have never picked Cincinnati, but this had trap game written all over it. Coming off that emotional win versus the New England Patriots divisional win, Buffalo falls 23-20 after being up by 14 points at the half. Tennessee quietly improved to 3-1, 31-13 over a Cleveland team, despite the fact that Colt McCoy had a big day throwing the ball, but it was not enough. Matt Hasselbeck has really played well to start off the season. New Orleans over Jacksonville, 23-10. Not a big day for Drew Brees. Philadelphia, how about the Eagles? Lose to San Francisco, 24-23. Now, Philadelphia was up at one point in this game, 23-3. They blew a 20-point lead at home. They're driving for a late field goal that would have given the win. Jeremy Maclin gets stripped. San Francisco recovers and San Francisco was able to run out the clock from that standpoint, able to run out the clock at that point and come up with the 24-23 victory at the link. San Francisco improves to 3-1. Philly, 1-3 on the season. Something that I did not see coming by any stretch of the imagination. Good win for the Houston Texans, 17-10. Pittsburgh struggling right now with their offense. Offensive line can't block anybody. Houston had about 5 or 6 sacks against Pittsburgh, able to hang on in a defensive game. I thought this game would be more high scoring, but that was certainly not the case. Houston 17-10 over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh falls 2-2 on the season. Houston improves to 3-1 as they are in total control of that AFC South division. The game of the day up to this point, Detroit-Dallas, Detroit 34-30, comes out with the win. Late touchdown from Stafford to Calvin Johnson. Keep in mind, okay, and certainly Cowboy fans know this better than I do, Detroit was down 27-3 in this game in the third quarter. Tony Romo was looking like, you know, Joe Montana in the first half with 3 touchdowns, had over 200 yards passing. Second half, Romo throws 3 picks, including 2 of them, pick sixes, and allows Detroit to get back in the game. Detroit finds a way to finishes the game strong, and especially in that fourth quarter, and comes out with a big-time win. I mean, a huge win in Dallas. Detroit now 4-4. Dallas falls a 2-2. Terrible loss. Terrible loss by Dallas Cowboys. You cannot blow a 27-3 lead on your home field. But give Detroit credit for hanging in there. They made plays defensively that kept them in the game. Current games going on. New England up 14-10 over Oakland. McFadden and Jason Campbell having big days. Green Bay just scored again. Greg Jennings from Aaron Rodgers, which makes me happy from a fantasy standpoint. They will go up 28-17. This game could be 45-30 the way these teams are scoring on the defenses. But Green Bay up 28-17. Green Bay, along with Detroit, currently the only unbeaten teams in the league. San Diego and Miami are tied 10-10. I believe Chad Henne left that game with a shoulder. Yes, left that game with a shoulder injury. I don't know whether or not he's going to return. Last time I saw, Giants were up 7-6 over 7-6 over Arizona. Ahmad Bradshaw had a touchdown run. New England is leading Oakland 14-10. So they are your late scores. Atlanta also up over the helpless Seattle Seahawks 21-7. Matt Ryan having a big day. Michael Turner has a couple of touchdown runs on the day. So some good lay action going on. This New England keep your eyes certainly on this New England-Oakland game. I think that game is going to go down to the wire. I don't think either defense can stop the each other's offense again. Oakland's running a game versus New England's passing game, though Jason Campbell has played extremely well up to this point. They would need McFadden to have a huge game in order for them to come out on top. So there are your late scores scores for the NFL action. Of course, tomorrow for more in depth talk about these games. Stay tuned for the NFL show tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. On Blog Talk Radio. We'll talk again. We'll cover all the games, all the scores. Giants are up 10-6 on Arizona. They're just added a field goal. To go up 10-6. So, interesting day in the NFL. Atlanta's added a field goal to go up 24-7 on the Seattle Seahawks down there in Seattle. So, interesting day in the NFL. Again, down to two unbeaten teams. It seems like Green Bay will be undefeated before this day is over. Denver just can't stop them. I mean, Green Bay can almost name his score if they want to. Denver's defense has no answer for the Green Bay offense. When we return, we'll look ahead to the Redskins schedule and come up with a bye week. We'll look ahead and talk about some things that need to be worked on if they want to improve on this 3-1 record that they have. This is the Washington Redskins post game report. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this latest edition of the NFL show. 38 minutes after the 5 o'clock hour, 347-215-6180 is your call number. As we look back at the Redskins' 17-10 victory over the St. Louis Rams, Redskins improving to 3-1 on the season. Redskins, of course, have a bye week, so maybe get some guys healthy. Correct some things, and certainly there are a lot of things to correct, and they will come back with Philadelphia. They'll come back hosting a Philadelphia team that right now is struggling. That's all there is to it. Struggling on both ends, on both sides of the ball, especially defensively. Philadelphia, giving up 24 points, 23-3 lead against San Francisco game should be over. Allow San Francisco to hang in that, stay in that game and come back and steal that game at the end. Is something that certainly Andy Reid cannot like. So Redskins will have, after the bye week, they'll have Philadelphia, then Carolina, Buffalo. So the schedule, this was a big win. If the Redskins wanted, I thought a must win to me, if the Redskins wanted any chance of making the playoffs, still, you break the season up in quarters, four games. Redskins go 3-1 in this quarter, which is good for Redskins. Go 3-1 in this quarter. Still a lot to improve on. Again, the Redskins must stick with the running game. They must stick with the running game. You're not winning. You can't allow You cannot put the ball in Rex Grossman's hands and tell Rex Grossman, you know what, go out there and win some games. I mean, you can't do it. I mean, the best chance, I mean, again, I mean, looking big picture, Redskins obviously are going to have to, at some point, you know, address the quarterback situation for the future. We all know that they right now, currently on their roster, don't have anybody that's the answer right now. I understand that. But Rex Grossman, he is your quarterback right now, so he is the guy that you have to, that you're going to have to depend on for the over the course of this 2011 season. And in order for the Redskins to win, had their best chance to win football games, they're going to have to protect him with the running game. And, you know, they might, listen, all the games are not going to be like this. You know, where you have 40 carries, 200 yards, you know, 35 carries, 180 yards. You're going to have games where you just have to settle for 30 to 35 carries, you know, 120 yards, 114 yards, and 15 yards to where you're only getting 3 yards a pop or barely 4 yards a pop. That's fine. You want to stay patient with it. But you cannot have Rex Grossman throwing 35 to 40 passes or over 30 passes. I say the over, you just can't do it. The Redskins don't have the weapons offensively from the, you know, in terms of the receivers to do that. The receivers outside of the Moss, they don't have receivers that really scare anybody. You know, with Gaffney and guys like, you know, Terrence Austin, that's just all there is to it. Right now, by far and away, the strongest point of the Redskins offense is their running attack. You have legitimately three quality running backs on your team. Three. I mean, there are teams in the NFL that don't have one. They have three. Take advantage of that and use it. You can wear, and they can wear some teams out. They can absolutely wear some teams out in the fourth quarter because right now your defense is playing great. I mean, you can't ask anything more on your defense. Now, the Redskins are going to have to be careful, and something I didn't talk about on the show, with these zero blitz calls. We saw last week the zero blitz call cost the Redskins a big play on the 3rd and 21 with D'Angelo Hall ended up getting the penalty, and it led to Dallas scoring a touchdown. Or scoring a field goal, the game-winning field goal. And then this game, you see a zero blitz call, and it leads to another a St. Louis touchdown. I mean, listen, Haslett's done a wonderful job this year, and the Redskins, when they blitz, have been great. But you just got they have to be judicious in terms of how to use that particular call. You have that zero blitz call, you leave your quarterbacks naked with no safety help, and it's basically all or nothing. If you don't get to the quarterback, you're going to give him a big play. Especially in today's NFL, that is a pass-happy NFL. So back-to-back weeks, the Redskins have been burnt by that zero by 2-0 blitz calls. But again, that is nitpicking as far as talking about the Redskins defense. I have no complaints about the Redskins defense in terms of how they play. You can't. They're only giving up. Coming to this game, they're only getting up 17 points a game. That average is certainly going to go down after this game, and they really have helped the Redskins. Been the number one reason why the Redskins have a 3-1 record, because the running attack prior to this game really have been inconsistent. Goldsmith's been okay. It's been all about the Washington Redskins defense, without question. So again, Redskins have a chance here. You know, this division right now. Listen, Philadelphia is 1-3. Dallas is 2-2. Who knows what the Giants are going to be after this game? But Redskins have a chance in this division right now. To really make some hay, especially in the next couple of weeks. Maybe you're catching Philly at a good time when they're struggling. You know, you have Carolina and Buffalo, who are two bad defensive teams, have good weapons offensively. You know, you should be able, in the next three games, the Redskins should be able to go 2-1, which would give them a 5-2 record. They should be able to go 2-1. I'm not going to get greedy and say 3-0, but in the next three games, they should be able to go 2-1, and, you know, we'll certainly take it from there. But, again, this was a very important game for the Washington Redskins to win, you know, to go through this, because it is a huge difference to me between being 3-1 versus 2-2. You're 3-1, you're a couple games over 500. You're 2-2, you're 500 going into a bye week. So the Redskins, again, have a lot to work on over the course of this bye week. But, again, you don't give these wins back. You don't give these wins back. They are 3-1. First place in the AFC, and before the season, if you had told me this, I would have told you might need your head examined. So the Washington Redskins would be in first place at 3-1. But again, that's why they play the game. That's why they play. You know, that's why the game isn't won on paper, as the Philadelphia Eagles are learning the hard way. Unfortunately for them, that's going to wrap it up on this latest edition of of the Redskins Post Game Report, NFL show coming up tomorrow. I'll see you then. Have a great evening.